Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Morning, Adam. How are you this morning?
Morning, Rafilwe. I'm pretty well, thank you. Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm excellent. I'd be curious to know, because this is actually a global issue. What kind of mask do you use? A disposable or a cloth one that's reusable?
We have both in my house, but I tend to use one of two little thin masks that I carry around with me. A friend of mine, his wife, made a bunch of us some masks, but they're so thick that about 2 minutes behind that mask and you actually start struggling to breathe, which I suppose isn't really the point, is it? But I use supposedly designer masks, but they're from the supermarket.
Ooh.
You know?
Okay. And so when you use the disposables, I mean, do you think about, you know, where they might be ending up? I mean, we've all said no to the straw and then just as quickly picked up on the plastic or the, you know, the polymer mask.
It wasn't very long after the start of the whole thing, was it, that they started fishing enormous mounds of masks out of the Mediterranean, for instance. But
that's right.
Yes, it has occurred. But to be honest, I think I've probably early on in the process, I used half a dozen of them. And I think they just went in the rubbish. They've gone into landfill, haven't they? You know, shame on me.
Yeah. Ugh. That wasn't my intention, of course, but just for us to be a little bit more aware. I didn't mean to invoke shame. All right. But
no,
speaking of shame.
Quite right.
January 20th, Trump out and Biden in. It's inauguration day today.
Yeah, he hasn't stopped the steal, has he, Donald Trump? He's to use his phrase. Yes. He's made his farewell address. We did what we came to do and so much more. We might yet go into what Donald Trump came to do and what he's left behind, but today is such an interesting day because the inauguration itself is a ceremony. In like any other ceremony, it's all symbolic and there's no real meat to it necessarily, but Joe Biden will do the swearing-in ceremony, and that in itself is a thing. And, you know, the coming of, I'm thinking of most presidents, is something that we tend to gravitate towards. It's a big change. But, boy, are they jittery in Washington, because, I mean, they've deployed armed police like crazy. The National Guard are out. Indeed, a dozen National Guardsmen have been removed from their posts because they're thought to have political affiliations. That in itself, I think, is quite odd. The National Guard is essentially a militia. Would you want a militia out there on the streets with everything that that entails? But I guess that's America's way. But as some journalists are saying right now, Washington, D.C. It's a bit like a war zone to some extent. There are more soldiers on the streets, including these National Guards, with their guns open, you know, sitting around.
Mm-hmm.
There are three times more soldiers on the streets of Washington, D.C. than there are in Iraq, Afghanistan, Somalia, and Syria combined.
Well, yeah, I keep hearing those comparisons and how it looks like a war zone and how this looks like Baghdad. But American commentators keep saying it with zero irony whatsoever. It's like, yes, this is what you've been doing in other countries. You know that, right? I mean, let's talk about Britain's death disaster, which I think is definitely something that has been a concern for some time. They're a bit of an outlier as compared to other European countries.
Yes, certainly have become that way. I mean, I suppose there have been, at various stages, more of a focus on some countries early on. Of course, it was Italy. There was France in particular at one stage. We looked at Sweden and how they were doing things differently and how they're not. But the UK, yeah, another 1,600 people died in a 24-hour period. The total number of COVID deaths in the UK so far, since the start of it all 10 months ago or so, is now over 96,000. And data collated by Oxford University shows a fatality rate in the UK of 16.5 per million, which is the worst daily death rate in the world. That is putting Britain worse than next on the list. The Czech Republic, Slovakia, Portugal and Lithuania. I mean, you know, you think of Mexico and Brazil and the United States and, again, other European, Belgium had it particularly bad at one stage. But the question is, why? And this was directed at the cabinet minister who was doing the rounds yesterday. They put one minister up and he has to answer all the questions. And a guy called Brandon Lewis basically had no explanation for why we have the worst death rate. And indeed went on to say, well, you can't really compare death rates from one country to another. They're very happy to compare vaccination rates because Britain's doing quite well on that. but they won't talk about comparing death rates, and yet here we have the worst. In statistical data gathered by an independent team, I don't know why, and I'd rather like a government minister to tell me why. What have they done wrong, or what are we all doing wrong?
Yeah, this is a scary one when it blows out of proportion like that. And, unfortunately, it spells an extension, I imagine, of the lockdown until those numbers, quote-unquote, normalize.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. In Egypt, cupcakes can get you in jail.
Yes, is that an extraordinary
wow.
thought?
Yeah.
But a little bit of indecent frosting on the top of your cupcake. basically, a woman was doing a load of baked goods for a female party. A bunch of women were having a birthday party together at a sports club in Cairo, and she thought she'd get a bit cheeky, and she put some cupcakes in with a couple of penises on the top. And
oh dear.
Lo and behold, when the pictures hit social media, up turned the police. She was arrested, she's been fined, she's been bailed, but there could be further legal action against both the baker and the rest of the party. I don't know about you, but how can anyone, even in a very religious country, get upset about the shape of a cake? Really?
Yeah, I know.
Sorry about Egypt. I would have thought.
I also thought amongst you know the Muslim Brotherhood, or at least you know Arab countries, Egypt was a little bit more secular as well. So I am a little surprised that it's happening there. Used to be, that's true. It has definitely tracked in a different direction. I'll ask the listeners how they feel about that. Thanks so much, Adam. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.